Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.
And finally on the program, as we approach 7 o'clock on this Thursday evening, Markets and Company News, I'm joined by Simon Brown from Just One Lap. Simon, a fairly muted start on the JSE this morning, but a strong drive by resources in the afternoon. And most notable is Valterra, I think is how you pronounce it, platinum. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, Valterra, and I'm going to take your pronunciation on a Jeremy evening. They spun out of Anglo American. This was Anglo Platinum up until last week. They are now, Anglo Platinum still has about a 20% stake. They're now also secondary listed in London, changed their name. And we are seeing PGMs, especially strong gold counters as well. We've got platinum above 1,100, palladium above 1,000, both of those at the top of the ranges, and gold trading above 3,400. So notwithstanding a rand down at 1,774, certainly the underlying commodities are sending these stocks nicely higher.
Simon, also, there was a note on MoneyWeb earlier today saying that the 10-year bond yield had dropped to its lowest level since 2022. So two things there. Explain to us why, and also maybe just a refresher on how yields actually work.
Yes, bond yields. Yield up, price down. In this case, yield is down. That means the price is up. That means people are buying our bonds, and that then sends the yield down. Most of that buying is, most of the new buying we've seen in the last couple of weeks has been foreign buying. And I think there are a couple of things to it. One, we finally got our budget passed, budget 3.0. But I think the biggest story behind the budget was the Government of National Unity. It held together. It's almost a year old. I think a year ago, a lot of us were like, that looks nice, but we're not sure if it's going to last. It's lasted its first year, and kudos to them. It couldn't have been easy. It certainly had some arguments from time to time. I think that has helped the global community. We've also seen some of the rating agencies come out and say nice things about us. They haven't upgraded us, but they've moved outlooks better. And then And this is a weird one, because the U.S. bonds are going the other way. They've been seeing yields higher. People have been selling, fund managers around the world. The question then is some of that money finding its way into SA bonds? I'm not sure you sell off a AA-plus rated American government bond and then come and buy a junk bond in an emerging market, i.e. South Africa. But certainly we are seeing popularity. And it's good for us, because it means that new bonds we issue, slightly lower rates, makes our debt bill go down a bit.
Test my thinking on this. So this would also be a good barometer, perhaps, of international sentiment as far as South Africa is concerned. You mentioned the budget and maybe a little bit more positivity in the stability regarding the Government of National Unity. Would that investor positivity then also translate into something like equities?
It absolutely is. And we've seen foreign investors of both our bonds and our equities being net sellers for the last 2 or 3 years. In the last couple of weeks, and it started sort of mid-April, went carried on mostly through May, we've seen foreigners buying both our equities and our bonds. Not in big numbers, but in big enough numbers that it's helped our market to all-time highs, and it's helping our bond market improve as well. So we are certainly getting some interest. And if you look at other emerging markets, Brazil, same sort of boat, doing incredibly well. Mexico, doing incredibly well, both on the bond and the equity market, as foreigners sort of widen their investments beyond just the US and particularly the tech US.
Simon, SPAR's half-year numbers were out yesterday, I think, and the headline today is that offshore impairments totaling around 5 billion rand. There is a big recovery strategy, or a big turnaround strategy as far as the supermarket group is concerned, but I guess you'll tell us that recovery in this respect has been fairly slow.
It has been slow. Recoveries are slow. They are ticking a lot of the boxes. There's still a long way to go. And this is unfortunately another story of a JSE company deciding that there was good money to be made in them offshore hills, and it was fool's gold. And they've sold Poland. They are looking to sell Switzerland. Their English operations not making money. It's not always the grass is. In fact, for JSE companies, I think that we can almost say the grass is never greener on the other side.
And a case in point there is Woolworths and Australia.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I was actually chatting with a friend this morning and trying to list all the companies that had gone offshore and had misadventures. And we quite quickly, over a cup of coffee, got to 20 of them. And then we said, well, who has successfully gone offshore? And there have been very, very few. We could argue that Investec/91 has done fairly well. We've got Quilter, although Old Mutual came back, and a few others, but mostly it is a litany of disaster for shareholders.
Just in that respect, and talking about 91, it's now expanding to the United Arab Emirates and also to Saudi Arabia. There were a good set of numbers out yesterday. Just remind us what 91 does and where it might see opportunity in these two geographies.
So 91 came out of Investec about some 4 or 5 years ago, and they really are asset managers. They're the largest in the country outside of the PRC. They're predominantly in the UK, South Africa as well. They are in the process of tying up with Sanlam to take over the asset management for Sanlam. That gives them assets to manage. It also then gives them a team to sell those assets via the Sanlam financial advisors. And the move to UAE and Saudi Arabia, notwithstanding what I just said, for them it's a fairly capital light move. They're going to need an office. They're going to need some marketing. It's not, tens of billions such as Woolies spent on David Jones. They can kind of test the waters and see how it goes. I think it's going to be tough. I interestingly, there were two other financial institutions who've made similar announcements in the last week, not South African, one out of the US, one out of Europe. It's a competitive space, but if they do make it work, it could work well for them.
And Simon, finally, how often do we see the Johannesburg Stock Exchange imposing a fine on a company for a breach of rules or protocol?
Very seldom. It does happen, and I'm frantically trying to think of the last time, and I simply can't remember it. The most recent now, of course, has been AO Technologies, and this goes back to the deal they struck with the PRC to buy back shares that they'd sold to the PRC at some 43 rand at listing. To put that in perspective, the shares trading around a rand or so at the moment. But the JSE is saying you didn't manage the process properly, you didn't make the correct announcements. So they've been fined 500,000 rand, censured, but the fine is suspended for 5 years. Which becomes moot because AO Technologies is looking to delist.
And I think I've got time just to squeeze one more in very quickly, Simon. And OUTsurance, according to a new survey, topping total shareholder returns rankings in the past 5 years. And this is a sweet business.
It absolutely. It's a great business. It's a great management team. They are expanding into Ireland. Again, they're doing it very, very cautiously and slowly. And they came out of the RMB stable and was really one of the gems in that business, and has been, as you say, a massive success since listing. It's been both share price appreciation and dividends as well.
And that, I think that return is something like 38%, which is impressive.
Yeah, it's a giant number. The stock was doing almost nothing until sort of 2021, and then it absolutely started to run. And to be clear, that 30-odd% is an annualized return, not a total return over the period.
Simon Brown from Just One Lap. We'll talk again next week. I always appreciate your time and your insight.
My pleasure.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.